body scan. You can do this practice lying down or seated, whichever is most convenient for you. If you lie down, you can have the legs stretched out or bend the knees if that's easier for your back. Settling into your posture, checking that you're going to be warm and comfortable. Perhaps allowing your eyes to close gently. Scanning through and getting a general view of what's going on for you right now. Extending a gentle curiosity to how the body is feeling. What the breath is like. The general tone of your mind. Particularly getting a sense of your body in contact with whatever is supporting your weight. Feeling the heaviness of your body and allowing yourself to settle into that support. Rather than trying to change anything, such as perhaps trying to relax or trying to still the mind, this practice is just about noticing your moment-by-moment experience, whatever that might be. Whether it happens to be pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Merely allowing things to be exactly as they are. So now, bringing your attention down to your toes and your feet. What's going on down there? Maybe giving your toes a little wiggle if they're hard to locate. Perhaps feeling your socks around your toes. Maybe noticing some strange tingling feeling. Exploring the contact your feet make with the floor. Maybe there's not a lot to feel, but that's fine. There's no right experience that you should be having. Perhaps noticing the mind wanting to translate the experience into words, and as best you can, just keep returning to the bare experience. Coming up to your ankles and your lower legs, maybe feeling the contact of your clothes with your skin, getting a sense of temperature. Perhaps noticing that the mind has already started to wander. Remembering that this is not a problem or a mistake, it's just what minds do. Each time you're aware the mind's gone walkabout, just gently redirect the attention back to the body. Tuning into your knees and your thighs. What are you aware of? Noticing sensations from the back of your legs, sensations coming from the front. And can you play around with the idea of giving your awareness the qualities of kindness and gentleness? See if it's possible to cultivate a sort of friendliness towards yourself. Now coming up to explore both hips and the pelvic region. Investigating these areas as if it's the first time you've ever noticed them. Moving the attention into your back. What exactly is its relationship with the floor or with the chair? Noticing areas where the pressure is firm and areas that press less firmly. Maybe there's some discomfort, tightness, or a stiffness. Can you just be curious about that? Gently moving closer to it and investigating the sensations. Now, coming round to the abdomen. Noticing the small movements rising and falling with the breath. Perhaps you're aware of gurglings deep inside. Can you allow things to be exactly as they are? Taking the attention up to the chest, again, rising and falling with the breath. Perhaps getting a sense of the heart beating within the chest. Now, moving the attention down the arms to the fingers and hands. What's going on down there? It doesn't matter how many times the mind wanders. It doesn't matter what the thoughts are. As soon as you notice the mind going off somewhere, just gently redirect your attention back to this present moment. Exploring the wrists and forearms. Wondering if you can cultivate an awareness which has a kind and gentle quality. Now moving up to the elbows and upper arms. Noticing perhaps that the mind is passing judgment on the practice, rating it as good or bad. Realizing that those are just thoughts and you have a choice. Rather than getting carried away by them, just keep on returning to your moment by moment experience, whatever that might be, whether you like it or whether you don't. Coming to the shoulders and neck, areas which often carry tension. And if this is the case, can you move close to the areas of discomfort? Breathing in and out of them. Rather than trying to change anything, just being really curious as to how things are right now. Moving up into the head, the back, the top, and the sides. Maybe lots to feel, or perhaps not very much. Remembering there's no right way to feel, no experience that you should be having. Your experience is fine, whatever it might be. Coming coming round to the face, gently exploring each area, your forehead, the area around your eyes, your nose and cheeks, your mouth, so finally coming back to the breath in the abdomen, rising and falling, rising and falling. Then on an in-breath, taking the attention all the way out to the edges, all of your skin, from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes. And as you breathe out, bringing the attention back to the middle. So that with each breath, the body is filled with an awareness that perhaps has the qualities of kindness and gentleness. Then, when the bell goes, gently stretching and opening your eyes.